Well, even here in Wisconsin, where the weather hasn't always been cooperative, 76% of our corn crop is being rated good to excellent, and about 72% of our soybeans. And a lot of people are wondering, is there anything at this point that could prevent corn and soybeans from fulfilling their promise of some very strong yields? Brad Rippey says he doesn't think so.
It's getting harder and harder to find a way that the wheels can fall off these crops that look as good as they have in many years. And even with the heat this week in the Western Corn Belt, that's not going to put a bite in the condition ratings. It's just too short of a heat wave, and we have plenty of moisture to make up for it.
So what does that mean for the future prices of corn? Well, we already know that harvest and December prices are in that 360 to 370 range. I asked Darrell Good, the ag economist, will we go even lower than that, or could the market come back after the harvest pressure?
The key to prices after harvest will be the response by users of corn. The low price of corn relative to livestock, relative to other feed ingredients, and relative to ethanol points to the potential for a surprisingly large consumption response. In that case, the seasonal pattern of corn prices during the upcoming marketing year would be expected to follow a more typical large crop pattern, that is, lowest near harvest and then increasing as the marketing year progresses.
So that leads us to another question. What impact will GMOs have on the demand for corn? According to Barry Bushy from the American Farm Bureau Federation, he says upcoming research hopefully will help broaden the use of biotechnology.
Many of them are going to have direct applications and benefits to consumers. And so we think that will benefit not only the agricultural industry, but our consumers, and make it a much broader picture of the use of GMOs.
But he added that producers haven't done a very good job of really communicating the benefits of GMOs, and he feels that has to happen to overcome some misconceptions.
We need to continue to advocate for these tools. The seed companies have to take an active and proactive method, as does the farmers that use these products. I'm hoping that we'll start making a difference in the public eye as they start to learn the real truth and the real facts about biotechnology.
Well, we continue to have a bearish tint to what's going on as far as the commodities are concerned, as September and December corn both dropped 3 3/4 cents on Tuesday. That puts your September corn at 360 a bushel, December at 368 and 1/4 cent per bushel. Beans for August did gain 8 1/4 to 1184, but September off 6 1/2 to 1085 a bushel, and September wheat off 5 1/2 at 524 1/2 cent per bushel. How are we faring on the dairy scene? Well, we've got butter up another 7 cents at 258 a pound blocks, gain 1/4 to 203, but still at a discount to the barrels, which priced at 207. On the Class 3 trade, July, that's off 3 at 2152. September, up 26 to 2068. And October Class 3, now at $20 even. Livestock trade, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 108 to 121. Most of the slaughter cows, 88 to 107, with slaughter bulls, 110 to 139. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers, 130 to 152. Holstein steers, 120 to 132. As far as a replacement, bull calves, 240 to 370. Heifer calves, 175 to 340. And those barrels and gilts, 75 to 86. And that is your morning agricultural update here on WSAU.